Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 750. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
I just like to declare victory. You should never declare victory too early, but I won early. We won right out of the gate. By 1 o'clock, it was over.
Perfect, perfect victory. No,
perfect victory.
Yeah, that happened this week, multiple times over the last 2 weeks. It has happened multiple times where that has been declared, and then shit's gone south immediately afterwards. So
I like when everyone can declare victory. That's my favorite war.
Yeah, everyone is won. Victorious.
We're all winners here, except
just
for
like
people who are dead.
Yeah, well, lots of those people, unfortunately. As the insanity just continues to rage on as well. Right now it is just Tony and I. Earl is on his way to join us, but he is drunk.
He's promised he's completely sober.
Yes, that's that is what he definitely said. Jeff is in Aruba, Bermuda, somewhere like that. I'm not entirely sure where he said he was going, but he's
not here anyway.
Yeah, he was getting on a cruise ship, I believe, today or early tomorrow, but he flew to Florida today, so he is not here. It's just Tony and I currently. Did we talk about the price increase for PlayStation products last time out, Tony?
Maybe we did.
Yeah. What are your?
Not good that we can't remember. How old are we now?
Yeah. it's bad. What's your feeling on $1,000 console next generation?
I mean, that's what the price is going to have to be. I don't.
Right.
Like I don't want it to be that. Like, it doesn't feel good that it's $1,000, but it
feels awful.
That's just what that stuff costs now. Like, there's too much demand for GPUs, and we're just screwed.
Yeah.
I think the problem is not enough people see the benefit of having a stronger one.
That's so true.
I think it'll depress. Well, I don't know. I don't know if it'll depress sales, though. That's the funny part, is that, like, even this gen, when it wasn't clear what you were getting, they still sold lots of consoles.
Yeah, PlayStation sold a lot of PS5s. I think they
even Xbox, like, we make fun of Xbox, but they still sold lots of Xboxes.
Yeah, somewhere in the neighborhood of 40 to 45 million of them. That's not nothing, right?
Yeah.
everybody kind of like pokes at Xbox, like, oh, they're really flat, but like, they're not the Wii U, like, which sold like 15 million units. Like, it's considerably more than that. Now, what does the Xbox Series system need to be successful? Who knows? That's a Microsoft call, but
yeah. I think the other thing that we don't really talk about is that video game consoles aren't kids' toys anymore. So the fact the price isn't low doesn't matter as much.
Yeah. Like, I think the Switch is maybe the closest to that. And yeah, even that is, that's a nearly $500 piece of tech.
Yeah.
I don't know how many people are buying it for, like, I mean, we bought it for our kids, but I don't know how many other people are doing that, because $500 is a lot to drop on
for a kid's toy. I mean,
yeah,
you give kids things and they break them. Like,
that's
always my concern about all these Switches. Is it going to come back and what's going to happen to it?
Yeah.
I can't tell you the number of Wiimotes I've replaced. So many. They haven't broken the actual consoles. Like, all of the consoles including the one I got at launch, all still work perfectly fine. None of them have the original Wiimotes, except for the Switch 2. Knock on wood. I can knock on wood immediately.
Oh, yeah, yeah. For, you don't want to come back from your trip and find out that... yeah, the actual the tablet piece of the Switch 2 is now
scale toast. It's in pieces. Like I literally, like, the first thing I always do is like, okay, cover. We're putting a cover on this thing. Like, you can't have it until that's done.
And that's something I feel Nintendo's been really, like, I don't know how durable the Switch 2 is. It looks like a fancy piece of tech this time out. But like, even the Switch 1, like, it looked durable. Like, maybe you could drop it, like, not from like two stories high, but like, if you dropped it like just walking and it slipped out of a kid's hand onto a floor or something, like,
right,
like, it survives that, I think.
Sure.
And Nintendo's been really good about that. Like, well, the Wii U tablet was basically like a Fisher Price tablet. Like, it was
yeah,
it was super protected. Yeah, another thing I did hear about, it was other people were talking about it, and gaming is decidedly like a millennial activity. Like, not
that
kids don't do it, but most kids aren't playing on like a PlayStation or an Xbox or a Switch unless like their parents are doing it. They're playing on their phone. They're playying like shitty games, right? Like so the free match 3 game or whatever that you can, like, whatever's the new hot shit on the app store this month is what they're playing. So it's more, you know, like people our age, probably like at the high end where I am, down through like the low end. I don't even know the low end. Did Earl just turn 40? like, I don't know if that's the low end anymore. But yeah, so we have jobs. That's good.
Yeah.
So we can afford tech, but
yeah.
How many people are going to buy $1,000 Xbox and $1,000 PlayStation 6 and a $500 Switch 2 this time out? Like, at that point, buy yourself a gaming PC that you've been avoiding.
Right, because that's about, you take those three together and you get a fairly decent gaming PC.
Yeah. $1,000. That's a scary proposition.
It is. That feels like a big investment. Before, like, especially like when the PS5 and the Series X came out at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, I could get both of those.
Yeah.
If two consoles came out and they each cost $1,000, I'm not getting two. That's never happening.
No, absolutely not. Like you have to make a choice there, and it's like,
no.
If you're going to do it at all, you have to make a choice. You're not going to spend $2,000 to get both. Like, that would be crazy. It's one of the things I was thinking about with PlayStation backing away from PC games. Is if they have to drop $1,000 PS6, how many people are they going to get to buy those games? Where at least you could sell your games to people on the PC and other platforms if it's available. I don't know.
Well, they'll end up in the same place they were at the beginning of this generation, which is releasing all their games both places.
Yeah, that's especially if the rumors that the next PlayStation will also kind of have, like, they're talking about like another PlayStation Portable that will be roughly the power level of a PS5, but it will play PS6 software. So how quick are people going to be to upgrade to a PS6 if like the improvement isn't really there because you have to you have to program for your PlayStation Portable as well. So all the games have to run on the lower hardware.
Yeah.
I think Jeff said this last week, like the last time we recorded, that the generations just don't feel as the leaps aren't there technology wise.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this gen has all been about like comfort. It's like, okay, faster loading times.
Yeah.
It's not, there's not like, you don't look at the screen and say, oh, this looks so much better than it looked on. Like, I haven't played a single game this console generation that's been like that. Like, they look great, but they look great before. They look slightly greater.
Yeah. It's like, these look great. Maybe they run a little bit better. I think that's something I'm not like super, my eye is not like super adjusted to it. Like,
I
know 60 frames per second looks better than 30 frames per second, but I don't know. It doesn't
look it's probably one of those things. It's so incremental. Like if you were to go back and play on like a launch Xbox One and then like play the same game you're playing now on a current console and go back to play that game, and then you might notice the difference.
Yeah,
but only if you're like specifically looking for it. And which, I mean, who's gonna do that? Like a gaming journalist? Like it's about
right. You know who? That's Digital Foundry. Those are the people.
Digital Foundry will go back. They'll make the comparison. They'll get all scientific about it. But the layman doesn't care.
Yeah,
and almost everyone is layman.
I mean, unless you're really into like that fidelity and the frame rates, like our friends Sean and Walt are.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, it's nice that it runs better, but is that worth $500 more on top of the old system?
I really want to get a new gaming PC for the new Total War game when that comes out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, you know, I want all the graphics. Give me all the graphics.
Yeah.
Hand them to me. But I don't know that I will necessarily appreciate them in the way that Sean or Walt might.
Like they have an eye for it that it's just not something like, it's like, like I know that my gaming PC runs stuff better.
Yeah.
But I don't have any problem transferring that same game I can run on my PC over to my Series X or PlayStation and be like, yeah, you know what? This also looks good.
Yeah.
In fact, maybe I think it looks a little bit better because it's on a 70-inch television now.
Yeah, now it's on the big screen in my living room, right?
I don't know.
Like Cyberpunk, I could definitely download onto my laptop or my gaming rig and play. I'm not doing that.
No. I want
to sit on the Xbox. It's going on the TV.
Watch it on the big TV and play it there. Yeah. So things are getting expensive. That's where we're at. Everything's expensive though, so not just games.
It is all getting more expensive though. Like it used to be you could like subsidize playing lots of games with trade-ins and you could like game the system to get your Xbox Game Pass membership paid for free. And you can't do those things now. So now you have to actually pay money to do things.
Yeah. They cut those like the rewards points loophole. Like you can't even use it on, you can't even redeem it for Game Pass anymore. Right? Like,
no, you have to. So I did this with my membership for this month. They actually screwed me the first month. I finally last month had to pay for Game Pass the first time ever. I had $50 of Xbox. I redeemed my rewards points to put $50 in my Xbox account. But I didn't change the billing to use that. So they actually charged my credit card. So I paid for Game Pass for the first time ever in March.
So you can just change it to like use your Microsoft account.
Like, yeah.
If you have money on there.
Yeah. So I saw the charge. I'm like, okay, well, we're not doing this to me twice. So this month it's going back to free. So we're going back to not paying for it. But
so there's still a way to do it. It's just
but
jump through some hoops.
It used to be like you could get, I think it was 35,000 points would be 3 months.
Yep.
Of Game Pass, and now it's about 50,000 points to get $50, which is enough to pay for a month and a half. Yeah. So it's not it's not possible to do it every month. That said, they have thrown like lots of more ways of getting the points, so it's possible to get loads and loads of points. Like you're not going to pay for the whole thing, maybe half the year if you really care about the points.
Yep.
You could probably work it out, but you're still going to have to pay a little bit.
Yeah, and if you have Game Pass, I think it's if you have Ultimate, like you get like bonuses on rewards points.
Yeah.
Like, oh, if you play a Game Pass game every day of the week, I think it's like you get to put it in for 15 minutes, like you'll end up with like 1,000 points just from that.
Yeah. I like it when my kids get obsessed with sub game on Game Pass. Like my son's been playing Hollow Knight obsessively. Mm-hmm. And now I don't have to worry about playing a Game Pass game every day because he kicks her that for me.
Sometimes I'll come home from work and just like boot up a Game Pass game on my PC. And
yeah, just go, leave it. Oh, I definitely do that.
Go do shit and then come back and shut it off. Like, yeah. Got my points.
Yep. Especially if I'm like, I'm playing a game on Steam. Like, I don't want to have to play a game.
Yeah.
So weird.
It's like you don't
taking games into work.
Yeah, it's just like I'm just trying to like get my rewards points.
Yeah. I mean, there's that 8-pack where you get the bonus for playing 8 different games. I definitely don't play 8 different Xbox Game Pass games every month. I definitely have a couple that are small that are installed that get, you know, turned on just to fill it out.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Yeah, I'll normally hit about 4 or 5, and then it's a matter of like, all right, let's boot up.
Here's Balatro.
Yep, boot up Balatro. Boot up Vampire Survivors. boot up Ball Pit for a half hour or something. So it just records it and then shut it off. All right. I assume that you did not go out and see the Super Mario Galaxy movie.
Not yet.
We'll talk about it, I guess, when Earl sees it, which I believe he has. But when, like, if you go out and see it, we'll all talk about it then.
Yeah.
I guess it leaked before it came out. Star Fox is in the Galaxy movie. Played by Glenn Powell in the movie.
Oh boy.
And there's going to be a Star Fox game coming out later this year, along with a Ocarina of Time remake.
I didn't hear this. Is it a new Star Fox game?
A new Star Fox game. Yes. The leak says that it looks very good, which I assume that it would. Like, it's
right.
a weird thing for a leaker to be like, yeah, the report is that it looks great. Like, cool.
Wow, so.
Yeah. But that it's a traditional Star Fox game, which I guess is more like Star Fox 64 or original Star Fox, and not the one that Jeff likes, so the one on GameCube. Can't think of what that one is. Star Fox Adventure, maybe?
That sounds right.
Yeah, Star Fox Adventures. So more regular traditional flight, you know, going to be like, here's your level. You have to defeat this many things to move on, some story bits. So traditional Star Fox game sometime this year, as well as a remake of Ocarina of Time. both of those coming this year. The news that I am unhappy with out of the leak, but I guess it doesn't really matter. No Mario game this year.
Which is
like what most people thought that maybe this would be the year, but
seems strange.
How
long has it been since the last?
It's a while. It came with 2017 Super Mario Odyssey. Yeah, 2017. So we're going on like, if it doesn't come out this year, a decade between Mario games.
3D Marios, right? It's like, there's other Mario games.
Mario Wonder came out a few years back. And then there were, they re-released 3D World, and Bowser's Fury was a part of that. So there's been Mario stuff, just not a full 3D Mario game. The last one was Odyssey in 2017 when the Switch launched, thereabouts when the Switch launched. That's evidently planned for next year.
Oh, so it is coming. It's just not coming this year.
Yeah, it's just not this year. Star Fox and Ocarina seem to be the big games for this year.
The year I buy my second Switch too.
So you could finally actually play it.
little did I know that the Switch 2 was the first $1,000 console.
So here's a question for you, Tony. You have two boys.
Yes.
Would they not
is two Switch 2s enough?
Right. Is it going to be like, dad has a second Switch 2. Now I can play that one while my brother plays this one. And then dad is still left with no Switch 2.
it's fine. Here's the thing. It's fine when they are at my place. When they're at my place, there are so many gaming options that a Switch 2 will inevitably be available at any point.
Yeah.
Because, they have a gaming PC, they have PS5, they have Xbox, they have virtual reality. Like they have everything that they could choose. So the Switch 2 becomes less appealing. When they go back over to their mothers, the gaming options get a little sparser. There's no VR, there's no gaming PC. If you play Xbox, you're playing on this tiny little TV. It's just not, it's not the same.
So then they're like, we're gonna take the Switch 2 with us.
Yes. So this is what's gonna happen is I'm going to get the second Switch 2, but I will only get to play it when they're here.
Yeah. Okay, because both of them they'll both take a Switch 2 with them when they leave.
I ended up with three Switches.
That'll do it. I guess start planning your second Switch 2 purchase soon before
the prices go up.
The Switch 2 is going to be Tony's first $1,500 console.
I guess if I think about it, then how many Nintendo Switches did I buy? Oh, I only bought three, so it didn't quite make $1,000.
Where did you get like a Switch Lite at any point? Because they're a little bit cheaper, weren't they? The Switch Lite.
Yeah, I thought about it, but like, I personally don't want to play on one.
Yeah.
So, and as we discussed earlier, the breaking of the Joy-Cons. If you break them on the Switch Lite, you've broken the Switch Lite.
Yeah, things toast at that point.
So. It's better to pay the extra $100 and get the bits detachable.
Yep. That makes sense. And you want to play docked, right? Like you want to play on the TV.
Yeah, I like to play on the TV. So, not the Switch Lite's not really an option for me personally, but I'm just not a handheld gamer. I don't like it.
That's fine. All right, that's what I have here for news. Yeah. So what have you been playing, Tony?
All right, so I blame Walt for this. This is all his fault. So I was playing, I can't even remember what I was playing. I was playing something. No, you know what? I wasn't playing anything. He saw some weird video where they were making fun of games. He's like, Tony, you should play Stellaris. Of course, I go like I had never played it before, and of course, I went into my Steam library and brought out the screenshot. I'm like, I played this game for like 56 hours,
I've definitely played this game.
and then it was in my brain. Like, I really like Stellaris, and back when I played it, though, it wasn't quite complete. Like, so Stellaris is a 4X base game made by Paradox, which is one of my favorite developers. They really nailed the exploration part where you're going out into space and finding new stuff and meeting other civilizations for the first time. But after you'd gotten past like the first 4 or 5 hours of the game, it really got stale pretty quickly. But I think Stellaris came out in 2017, I want to say.
That just about there, 2016. So, yep.
And since that's happened, the game has received not quite infinite DLC, but oh my God, so much DLC.
I mean, it's a Paradox game, right? Like,
It's received so much DLC that actually getting all the DLC is almost cost prohibitive.
okay.
So what Paradox has done is they allow you to buy subscription to the DLC. So for $30, I was able to get all of the DLC for Stellaris for the next 6 months,
That's nice.
which to me seems like a deal because getting all the DLC is like $300.
10% of that, yeah, if you're just like gonna jump into it for, the next month or so, that's a
And
good deal.
I'm not gonna play this game for years. Like, I'm just gonna play it for, a month or two and then not play it again. But so I jumped into Stellaris and I started playing it. And I started initially as a race of like it was like this conglomeration of all these other races. So like when you open up your opening planet has 10 different races living on it in harmony. And we're going out, we're exploring the universe and not really declaring war. We're not really conquering things because we want, kumbaya, everybody live together. I think I got bored in about 3 hours. Like, this is not really suiting my 4X needs. So I restarted the game as a race of robots that had overthrown their organic overlords and sworn themselves to eradicate organic life from the universe. So I started that campaign. Basically, you kill every organic thing you can find. It really changes, like it changed, like the game has like really advanced diplomacy. But for these robots, like if they meet an organic civilization, it's like you have two options: it's declare war now or declare war later. When you actually declare war, the only option if you're facing an organic civilization is cleanse, which is just, you go out and you try to kill every last one of them. When you invade a planet, normally in Stellaris, if you conquer that planet, you'll end up with this like they'll be conquered subjects or whatever. So you end up with multiple species on a planet. It'll be like that. These killer robots kill everyone. So
See,
after they've captured a planet, the only thing left on the planet is more robots.
you're basically like the Cylons from like Battlestar Galactica or the
Borg.
Cybermen or yeah, well the Borg, I guess. Are they're like partially organic, right? Like
Yeah.
I don't really know much about the
I'm
Borg.
not. I'm not. I'm not Star Trek conversant, but I mean, you're robots and you're making the entire world or the entire universe into a robot. When you meet an actual robot, civilization. It's like, hey, how you doing? It's nice to see you. So strange.
It's like, you guys are great. We're just out here.
Thumbs up.
All life.
And then you meet, there's one robot civilization you can meet that is the defenders of organic life. They do not like you.
I bet.
I conquered so much the universe that I started running out of electricity. So you have to power all of your robots. And so as you expand and they get bigger, they use more and more power. And you're like, oh, I need more energy sources. Like, I had to curtail my conquests to like build solar power plants in outer space. The game is fun, though. I spent a lot of time building hyperspace relays, which let you like fly spaceships really fast between planets. And then I ended up in this war against the Great Khan, who is like Genghis Khan in space, and he's got giant fleets of ships, who outnumbered me 4-1. The trouble was, since I'd built all of these hyperspace relays, every battle he faced my entire fleet, and I only faced a small part of his. So the Great Khan was whittled down to nothing.
Well, that's good. Dick, you were able
that,
to
that,
just
that was
like,
a conquest.
Keep poking at him.
So quite enjoyable. I really like Stellaris. With all the DLC, it's really great. There's lots of really cool story bits. So it's sort of like a combination of like what you would expect from a Space 4X game, and then like a more storytelling game like Crusader Kings 3.
Yep.
That's the Paradox flavor, is that kind of story bits, but quite enjoyable.
Yeah, I'm looking at the, I think it's 25 DLCs here on the Wikipedia page, but like it looks like, you know, they add a species, then they add some story, then it's like a full-on expansion. So like, yeah, they've done a lot with this.
Yeah, like you can explore, there are little like rifts in space that you can like send your ships through and explore like an alternate universe and have like little encounters in that universe, and then they can come back with special powers or bonuses. It's really cool.
Nice. So that's Stellaris. You play anything else, Tony?
I am in the playoffs in Madden.
Mm.
So that says a lot. I have played enough Madden to get to the playoffs. It's really, really good. I have noticed some warts. So you'll see like the stats will come up on the screen sometimes.
Yeah.
And it'll say New England Patriots. Ranked 1, this game 0. So it tells you you have no idea what the stat is that they're talking about. It doesn't say.
It's just like ranked. Like, that's bad.
I wonder how that happens and how that hasn't been fixed since the game launched.
Yeah, it's like, because we're coming up on the new Madden in like a few months now. That's pretty wild that's still sitting out there.
Yeah, it's nice to know that I'm 3. I don't know what I'm 3 in, but I'm 3.
Well, I'm glad that the actual gameplay of Madden is better than it has been in recent years. So,
oh, absolutely, quite good.
I have been playing Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
I saw that. I always think about that game because I haven't finished it, and I really liked it. I want to go back at some point.
I think it's worth going back to. One, the game is still, like, it's 5 years old, which I didn't realize it was that old at this point. It still looks phenomenal. Like, that is something that you don't have to like the way Ubisoft does their open world stuff. I do, but you have to give them credit. The worlds that they create are absolutely beautiful. Origins, Odyssey, Valhalla, and Shadows, all four distinct looking games. And I think Valhalla really is like, it's nice. Like there are, it takes place after the Romans have left England. So there's like Roman ruins all over England, that you're kind of coming across. It's a really, really pretty game, and it's fun to explore. I don't necessarily know, like, I think the story in Shadows is way tighter.
Yeah, that was the one thing I remember from Valhalla, was everything felt like every area felt so distinct that it was hard to keep track of what the story actually was.
Yeah, because like you're, and that is part of the problem I'm having with it, is like, why am I here? Like, because you, to start a new quest line, basically you go into, it's like a war room in the longhouse, and you bring up the map of England, and it has like the different zones, and so you're like, all right, I'm gonna work in this zone next, and like you stab a knife in it, and that starts like the next arc of the story. And some of those are good, some of those aren't great, but they all take about 3 or 4 hours to do. And you kind of lose, like, all right, what's the main through line here? Why am I doing all this? Oh, we're working through these different zones in England, getting them to pledge to us, so that when we get to the end, we're gonna have like a giant army of friends we can call on.
Sure.
To go after this one king.
When we get to the end, 80 hours from now.
Yeah, that's like, I am now, I'm close to 60 hours in. I did take an 8-hour detour into Ireland. Which is one of the DLCs.
That's the other thing. That's another game. You're going back and all the DLCs out now.
Yep. Yep. So there's Ireland is in this now. It's like a whole thing with the Druids and France. Like you can travel to France from there. I haven't done that one yet, but yeah. And they just like intersperse it throughout. Like it's like, do you want to go do this? Oh, all right, I'll do it. I'll go check it out, and then you're stuck in Ireland for 8 hours. I think the story is way too disjointed to like really get a feel. It's like I'm getting like some stuff, but there's still like 4 or 5 more zones for me to finish. I think even at 60 hours, I probably have another 20 or so left. So I don't know if I'm going to finish it before I start Cyberpunk.
Oh, no.
But it's very good. It's very fun. I can see why people really enjoy it. I am surprised that it's the one that Jeff latched onto. I think it's the only Assassin's Creed game he's ever finished.
Really? He hasn't finished any of the other ones?
Yeah, like he started Shadows and he said he liked it, but then he is also kind of like a squirrel sometimes.
This is true.
It's like, oh, new game. It's like, Jeff, did you finish that? No, I played it for 5 hours and moved on. So the fact that like Valhalla hooked him,
yeah,
it's just
because that's a commitment. That's a real commitment.
Yeah, he, like, even if he just mainlined it, like you're looking at 70 hours for that game. Like it's wild. But yeah, I think it's a really good Assassin's Creed game. I'd like to finish it, because then the only one that I haven't finished and I haven't played it at all is Mirage, which is the one that came out in between Valhalla and Shadows.
Mirage is really good too, and it's short.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Like it's more of a traditional, old, not traditional, I guess these are now traditional Assassin's Creed games. More like an older style one though, where it's like, here's, you're in this area, and we're going to kind of like tell a story there. You're going to go mission to mission, not, you don't have to conquer 27 different counties in Iraq. But yeah, I did not get to it. My understanding is the main character is somebody that is in Valhalla. I think he's the guy.
Yeah, you've met him.
You travel with here occasionally. Bassam.
He's probably maybe in your camp. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He comes up. He comes up in a lot of story stuff where he's counseling your brother, Sigurd, who's the Jarl of Raventhorpe, where your little town is. So he like counsels him on a lot of stuff, but then he goes on some missions with you. So that'll be neat playing as him, and it'll be neat.
Yeah, right playing, after too.
Yeah. It'll be neat playing in like a completely different area too. So yeah, I've been playing Valhalla, and that's mostly it for what I've been playing. Like, I kind of like got sucked into that, and it's been fun playing through that, but
very time consuming, so I can understand why.
It is, and I think I had spent just enough time away, because Shadows, long game as well.
Like, oh god, so long.
And that came out about this time last year. Was it last year? 2 years ago. Last year, right? Yeah.
Yeah, last year.
So spent all that time.
Last year was the year of the Japanese games.
Yes. Ghost of Yotai was then as well. Yeah. So played a bunch of Shadows at this time last year. So I think like there was just enough time in between when I finished that and now I jump back into playing as Eivor and going through England, playing through that. And I don't think there's an Assassin's Creed on tap for this year, so
probably very surprising if there was.
Yeah, Shadows.
Everybody
so
needs to
big.
Avoid Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah. And maybe by the time I finish Valhalla, there'll be enough time that like when GTA 6 comes out that I'm not like burned out on these giant open world games either, although they're very different types of games. But and yeah, and so I'm just kind of waiting. Jeff keeps trying to get me to buy Pocopia.
That does not seem like a Chris game.
No, like I don't really want to spend $70 to find out that I probably don't like it, right? Like, we can make that judgment call here already. I probably am not going to love Pocopia, and I'm going to put 5 hours into it and be upset. And there's a lot of games coming out this month. Pragmata comes out next week. So I'm like interested in what reviews for that are.
It's almost Forza time, too. We're getting close now.
Yeah, I think that's like a month away now. It's our buddy and former co-host Don just posted something about it, that he's like looking forward to it. Yeah, that's about a month away, May 19th. So there's stuff out there. Thought maybe Earl would be.
He back. Tried to join briefly, but apparently it was too loud where he was, and he gave up.
He tried to join from the train station, which doesn't sound like a great idea. Well, we're not gonna like drag this out and wait for Earl, who is drunk, by the way.
Yes. He would bring a lot to the proceedings, let me tell you.
Yeah. Yeah. And Tony is leaving for a trip in roughly 6 hours. So
very excited. Very excited. Can't you tell from the excitement in my voice?
work trip, Tony, or for pleasure?
It's work.
Okay. Yeah, that's not, it's not as much fun as going somewhere for the fun of it. So
no, I mean, I'm sure the hotel ballroom I'll be in for several days will be fine. Be great. It'll look great.
Well, enjoy your work trip. When you get back, you can start in on Cyberpunk. I will also start in on it. I will remind Earl to start in on it.
And most interested in what Earl has to say, since he doesn't play open world RPGs.
Yeah, I'm very interested in hearing his opinion on what he thinks of Cyberpunk.
I mean, this will be my third time playing it too, so I'm like, is it finally good?
Well, because you tried it when it first came out, right? And then refunded it. And then you poked
I didn't refund it. So,
okay.
Did I refund it?
I don't know.
I remember. I have a physical copy because it was only $10 at Best Buy at one point. Mm-hmm. And so I got it for $10. So when I played it the second time, it was after one of the huge patches. I'm like, oh, it's good now. And it was not. So.
And speaking of Earl, so we were just about to let Tony go get some rest.
Sleep is for the week.
Earl, are you there? You're on mute if you are.
That does help. That does change things, doesn't it?
It does.
So, okay, in my defense.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
The bar I go to for trivia gives contestants shots in between every two rounds. Mm-hmm. So we got two rounds of shots, and then they gave us another free shot. And then my friend bought a shot, and then we won, so we got a round of beer. So I've had like 8 drinks in the past like 3 hours.
That sounds fine.
It is fine. It is delightful. It also means I am a bit drunk. So we will let Tony do his thing and go, because you are up in like 6 hours.
Yes.
I assume you folks have covered all the news and everything anyhow, so I'm just here to be here.
So, Earl, we do want to remind you, we are playing Cyberpunk 2077.
Okay.
We are very interested in hearing what you have to say about it, since you don't really play more than anyone.
But I've not played it yet. I've not started it yet because I
thought No. It's like, okay. We'll talk about that in 2 weeks. But we did want to remind you about it.
Okay. But the other thing I wanted to say, and I was mistaken. I know that we have a schedule that we tend to keep. But just because it was this month, and I assume most of us have seen it, have we discussed the Mario movie? The Mario Galaxy movie?
So we did not. I was waiting for you. And Tony hasn't seen it yet.
Yes, okay. I'll probably see it next weekend, I imagine.
Okay, so we can save that, but I figured that would be the thing that we would probably talk about this month, and then we will go back to the schedule of things.
To the terrible movies.
Except we may or may not, depending on, because May also has Mortal Kombat 2, so we can also discuss that in May.
Okay, so you want to skip Silent Hill until like June?
Yes. Okay. And it's not necessarily.
We can skip it longer than that if you want.
It's not skipping it so much as it is the fact that, yeah, as much as like there is a new video game movie that fits the criteria, and we will talk about the original, but it's like it's out this month. It is the biggest movie in the world right now, which is hyperbole, but it's also true. And I think it will remain the biggest movie in the world until probably the end of April. I don't think there's anything that's really coming out that's going to compete with it for a few weeks. But I figured we could talk about that because I know I've seen it. I know Chris has seen it. I think Jeff has seen it. So it's something that's easy enough to talk about. And I think there are things to talk about. Or maybe not. Maybe the fact that there isn't things to talk about is something to talk about.
I would be okay without people losing their jobs and AI eating everything and... Yeah, and prices going up. That's the other thing we don't
want. I love it when prices go up. It's my favorite thing.
All right, so Super Mario Galaxy in 2 weeks. I didn't realize Mortal Kombat was in May.
I think that it's one of those. The only reason I realized it was in May is that there was a trailer today for like the tickets going on sale for a month from now. So I'm like, okay, that's a good one to talk about, because I had friends being like, when did the first one come out? And I'm like, all right, it's been 5 years already, which is insane to think about since the.
That's when it came out during COVID too, right?
It came out during that weird COVID phase where it was like when we started opening up, but not in the, it was like people were opening up, but it was also, you had to open up if you had the vaccine, and if you didn't have the vaccine or the vaccine wasn't widely available, because it was like the time where like, oh, first responders will get it. And then it was like that early 2021, it's like that weird, like we're open but not open phase.
Yeah.
Like 2020 is very easy. Like, you know, March, before March, you're fine. After March, nothing happened for the rest of the year. 2021, it's like, when do you remember 2021 like being a thing?
I don't. I do remember watching Mortal Kombat
on HBO Max.
Yeah. On HBO Max, the week it came out,
yeah,
I think it was like that, because it was released in both, right?
It was that phase of like both these movies were released both in theaters and in Max, because again, it was that weird thing where like people are now starting, because end of 2020, early 2021 is when the vaccine came available. It was not widely available, so it's like depending on who got it, if you were in that phase. Like there was first responders, then was like educators and stuff like that, and then I think like May was like when it was like anybody can go get it.
Yeah. All right. So slight adjustment then. Next time out, we'll talk about Cyberpunk 2077, the Super Mario Galaxy movie, and what we've been playing, and hopefully the news is light and bad things don't happen.
What did we talk about this week?
We can only hope.
That's a good question. Earl, we talked a lot about the price, the potential price of the PlayStation 6.
Well, I mean, not potential, but oh, you mean, okay.
Like, yeah, we're more speculating what it would be, because the PlayStation stuff went up.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just, I think those people who are in a quote unquote good position right now is Nintendo, and it's only because they have a system out that's relatively new. I can't imagine both Microsoft and Sony have a system that are closer to that $1,000 system price point. And there was something on the Blue Skies today where somebody's like, a $1,000 system would not be such a sticker shock if what people bought home also followed suit to everything else. Because if everybody else was making, I don't know, 100 million, well, 100,000 minimum, I think, you know, like, okay, $1,000 per system isn't much. It's still much, but it's not as big of a deal. Whereas, like, everybody's still kind of making, I'm gonna say everybody, but people are still relatively making the same thing they were making 15, 20 years ago. Minimum wage has not gone up in this country that much as a whole. So, you know, what was 250, 300 15 years ago, 20 years ago, damn, like this Wii, 360 and PS3 are all at least 20 years old this year.
Yeah. The other thing we talked about was the leak that there's going to be a new Star Fox game and an Ocarina remake.
Yeah, I can see. I mean, again, without saying too much, I think, you know, Chris and I had both seen the Mario movie. I think very much it would be a fool errand not to capitalize on Fox's inclusion in that movie. Yep. I think they've done a really good job of capitalizing on Mario with like Wonder and Mirabel Park coming out like a week before that, and Galaxy 1 and 2, like that's not a limited edition, like it was in 3D All-Stars coming out, and like them doing that new bundle a week after was weird, but whatever. But like them doing that bundle where, like, get a Switch 2 and you're gonna get Mario Galaxy 1 and 2 for $20 off. Like, that makes sense. Like, have like, if like, it feels like they know what they're doing to capitalize on this. So them having a new Star Fox, or them having a Star Fox in general, like, even if it's a remake of, I think, Star Fox 64, you still have something where it's like, okay, people are like, I like this character, what can we do with him? And I think that's a good one. But having a brand new one, I'd say the flip side of that, as somebody who's never been, I've played bits of Star Fox 64, and I think that's literally the old, no, and I played, what is it called? Starlink?
Yes, the Ubisoft game that has Star Fox in it. Yeah.
Yeah. The Switch, yeah. Those are really the only two things that are Star Fox related that I have ever consumed. So I'm literally not the biggest Star Fox fan, but I will, you know, like, I would not even say the character in the movie. There's an introduction to that character where I'm like, okay, you sold me on like this spin-off anime series that you want to do with Star Fox. And I want to see that. And I think that is something you can do. And you can parlay into something bigger.
Yep. So we'll talk about all that in 2 weeks. Tony, enjoy your trip.
Woohoo!
And can't wait. Earl, install Cyberpunk.
Install Cyberpunk. I am also just, I think there's already a game I have for May. There's a few games that came on NSO yesterday, and there's like something called Mendu. I forget what it's called, but it's from Game Freak, the Pokemon company. It's like their first game. I'm like, okay, this is something I've really never heard of before. It's on NSO, and I think that's a great game for May to make. Okay, here's something from
You picked out our May game already.
Yeah.
You picked out Vampire Crawlers.
Oh, okay. So okay, never Dang. Mind.
Oh.
So hold the Game Freak game until which I'm not aware of, but hold that for June.
Okay.
All right. So we'll be back in 2 weeks. Super Mario Galaxy movie, Cyberpunk 2077, Jeff's adventures in the islands, and Tony may go see the movie as well. And
it's Saturday, aren't they?
What was that, Earl?
I thought his kids had seen it on Saturday. Oh, sometime. But he said his kids was going to see it.
Next week.
Yeah, Tony, so he'll be there.
Yeah,
he'll be there.
All right, so we'll be doing that. Earl, say goodnight.
Good night.